This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for minims prednisolone. Active ingredient, prednisolone sodium phosphate. This leaflet provides important information about using minims prednisolone. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using minims prednisolone. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using minims prednisolone? Minims prednisolone contains the active ingredient prednisolone sodium phosphate. Minims prednisolone belongs to a class of medicines called corticosteroids. Minims prednisolone is used to treat inflammation of the eyes that is not caused by an infection. What should I know before I use minims prednisolone? Warnings. Do not use minims prednisolone if you are allergic to prednisolone or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have, or suspect you have an eye infection. You have, or suspect you have glaucoma, high pressure in the eye. Do not use minims prednisolone in children for continuous long periods of time. Check with your doctor if you have had an allergy to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. You have any other medical conditions, especially eye infection. History of herpes simplex keratitis, an eye infection caused by herpes simplex virus. Thin cornea, clear front section of the eye, or sclera, the white of the eye that wraps around the eyeball. Glaucoma, high pressure in the eye. You take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? This medicine has been developed for use in the eye only. It should not be swallowed or injected. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and minims prednisolone may interfere with each other. These medicines may be affected by minims prednisolone, or may affect how well it works. These include barbiturates, medicines to treat seizure disorders, help sleep and relieve anxiety. Sedative hypnotics, medicines to help sleep and relieve anxiety. Medicines to treat depression. Medicines called anticholinesterases, used to treat Alzheimer's disease. Medicines to treat viral infections of the eye. Salicylates, e.g. aspirin. Medicines containing cobicistat, used to treat HIV/AIDS. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect minims prednisolone. How do I use minims prednisolone? Your doctor will normally instill the drops into your eyes for you. If your doctor instructs you to instill the drops, please follow the directions below. How much to use? Use minims prednisolone only when prescribed by your doctor. Your doctor will tell you how often to use the eye drops, and how many drops to use each time. The usual dose is one drop instilled into the eye is required. How to use minims prednisolone? If you are wearing contact lenses, remove them before putting the drops in your eye. You may find it easier to put drops in your eye while you are sitting or lying down. If you are instilling your own drops, then follow these steps to use the eye drops. 1. Wash your hands well with soap and water. 2. Shake the container. 3. Break the seal. 4. Hold the container upside down in one hand between your thumb and forefinger. 5. Using your other hand, gently pull down your lower eyelid to form a pouch or pocket. 6. Tilt your head back and look up. 7. Put the tip of the container close to your lower eyelid. Do not let it touch your eye. 8. Release the required number of drops into the pouch or pocket formed between your eye and eyelid by gently squeezing the container. 9. Close your eye. Do not blink or rub your eye. 10. While your eye is closed, place your index finger against the inside corner of your eye and press against your nose for about 2 minutes. This is very important when administering to children. This will help to stop the medicine from draining through the tear duct to the nose and throat, from where it can be absorbed into other parts of your body. 11. Repeat steps 4 to 10 for the other eye if needed. 12. Throw away any eye drops left in the container. 13. Wait at least 15 minutes before replacing your contact lenses. If you use too much minimisprednisolone, if you think that you have used too much minimisprednisolone, you may need urgent medical attention. Accidental swallowing of the solution is unlikely to cause any bad side effects due to the low content of prednisolone. If you think that you or anyone else may have swallowed minimisprednisolone or used too much minimisprednisolone, you should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center in Australia, phone 1-3-1-1-2-6, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using minimisprednisolone? Things you should do. If you have any irritation, pain, swelling, excessive tear production, or light sensitivity while using the eye drops, flush the treated eyes with lots of water, room temperature, for at least 15 minutes. Stop using the eye drops and contact your doctor if symptoms persist. If you experience blurred vision or other visual disturbances, contact your doctor. If you become pregnant while using this medicine, tell your doctor immediately. Things you should not do. Do not use this medicine to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if you think they have the same condition as you. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how minimisprednisolone affects you. Minimisprednisolone generally does not cause any problems with your ability to drive the car or use machines. However, it may cause blurred vision for a short time when it is instilled into the eye. Allow enough time to regain clear vision before driving or using machines. Looking after your medicine. Keep the unopened eye drops in a refrigerator, 228 degrees Celsius, where children cannot reach them. Do not freeze the eye drops or expose them to strong light. When to discard your medicine. Discard each single dose unit and any remaining solution in it immediately after use. Do not save unused contents. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop using the eye drops, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Eyes. Blurred vision and all problems seeing clearly. Cataract. Short-term eye discomfort. Slower healing of the eye surface. Dilated pupil. Droopy eyelid. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Symptoms of uveitis, a type of eye inflammation, such as red and painful eye, blurred vision, dark floating spots, sensitivity to light. Symptoms of an eye infection, such as red, itchy, or irritated eyes, eye pain, watery eyes, swelling, eye discharge, sensitivity to light, blurred vision, fever. Symptoms of an allergic reaction, such as shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Some side effects, for example, an increase in the pressure of the eye, can only be found when your doctor or optometrist does tests from time to time. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects online. In Australia, go to www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What minims prednisolone contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Prednisolone sodium phosphate, 0.5% weight by volume. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Disodium etidate. Monobasic sodium phosphate. Sodium chloride. Sodium hydroxide. Purified water. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. The eye drops do not contain any preservatives. What minims prednisolone looks like. Minims prednisolone comes in single dose units, tubes containing 0.5 milliliters of a clear, colorless solution. Each tube is wrapped in a polyester/paper blister. The blisters are packed in cartons of 20 units, Ostar 3, 2, 2, 3, 3. Who distributes minims prednisolone? In Australia, minims prednisolone is supplied by Bush, Ann, Lom, Australia Pty Limited, Level 2, 12 Help Street, Chatswood, New South Wales 2067. Phone 1-800-251-150. This leaflet was prepared in September 2025.